This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. My guest today is space exploration expert Tarek Malik. Tarek is managing editor of space.com and has written and been a media spokesperson on new advancements in space science and space flight. He'll speak Thursday evening at a gala sponsored by Eugene's Children's Museum, The Science Factory. Welcome, Tarek. Tell us about the origins of your passion for space exploration and about space.com.
I have been interested in space since I was a little kid and always wanted to be an astronaut, made models of the shuttle. When I got out of college, I learned that there was this internet site dedicated to space at space.com and was lucky enough about 14 years ago to start as an intern, and now here I am as a managing editor.
With all the problems we face on our small planet, some ask why we should even care about space.
It's always a really good question. Most of the investment in space exploration occurs right on the ground on Earth. You and I talking over the airwaves now came specifically from the innovation and tech drive into space exploration, both in the 60s and then even now in the 21st century.
Tarek, should we fear the possibility of an asteroid slamming into the Earth?
Not only should we be concerned about that, but we should be actively preparing for it. You know, in 2013, we saw what can happen if you're not prepared for an asteroid strike. A rock the size of an SUV straight through the atmosphere over Russia and then exploded over the city of Chelyabinsk. It did not even strike the ground, but it blew out windows. Something like 1,000-plus people were injured by this glass. Luckily, no one was killed. It was a wake-up call. We know that dinosaurs were killed by a major kind of a city-sized asteroid. So it is something that we do have to look into, and now we have the technology. We can actually show, you know, how do we defend our planet against these space rocks. Having an early warning network, developing the technology to really rendezvous with these asteroids, learn what they're made of so that you can deflect against them, is an ongoing concern.
We're speaking with Tarek Malik, a space guru and managing editor of space.com. NASA's been crowded out of the news pages recently by war, disease, politics, crime. So tell us, what's the status of space exploration today, and do you feel it's adequately supported?
The public image of NASA is going through a sea change. In the 20th century, NASA was kind of the pinnacle of space exploration. Everyone around the world knew what was going on. We've had some hard times economically. That attention that maybe NASA might have had in the space race days in the 60s and the 70s to really send someone to the moon, there was lots of investment from the government to pay for that. That's not really here now. They've embraced commercial interests, companies like SpaceX and others, that can build their own spaceships. And now NASA is going to use them as a way to make space more affordable and then do the things that they did during the Apollo era, the big missions, going out to an asteroid, going out to Mars by the 2030s. So it is kind of a big time of transition as well as innovation right now.
Speaking of going out to Mars, Mars is a frozen wasteland today, but evidence resulting from recent exploration by NASA's Mars Curiosity rover suggests the red planet once had lakes and rivers and perhaps even oceans. Would you tell us the significance of that, Tarek?
One of the big stories for Mars exploration is, A, was there ever life there in the past? Is there life there now? And then the other side of that is, if there's water there on the planet, could we use it for a future Mars base? We just learned really recently, just this month, that liquid water, which is kind of the holy grail of this search for life on Mars, might even exist today at night where the Curiosity rover is exploring.
You use the term liquid water. I assume that's a reference to water that actually exists now on the planet. Is that right?
Exactly. Tonight on Mars, there could be liquid water just kind of seeping into the surface, super salty water, like brine shrimp water. We know that it was habitable for primitive life in the ancient past, that things could survive there. We are more primed in 2015 for a possible Mars mission than ever before. Now, with commercial enterprise, you have all of these options that make space closer for the average person. A new partnership between these private companies and national agencies like NASA is really what's going to get us to Mars, to the moon, in the next 10 or 15 years. We are living in a space renaissance right now. The pieces are falling into place that a lot of the dreams that we were all kind of raised on about people exploring Mars or even the outer planets one day, living on the moon, a lot of those dreams are kind of perched on the edge of reality.
Thank you so very much, Tarek. Tarek Malik is a space exploration enthusiast and managing editor of space.com. He'll speak at the Science Factory's annual Scientifically Speaking Gala Thursday from 5:30 to 9 at the Eugene Hilton. More information at sciencefactory.org. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.